We're spotlighting the community of LaGrange, and over the last couple of days, we've met many people who are members of the LaGrange Lions Club. So you do have a lot of members. Obviously, though, you'd like to have more members, too. And by the way, we were talking today with Kay and also Rich Hegedor joining us this morning. Thank you for stopping in. Appreciate that.
Thank you for inviting us.
But always looking for members for a club, for what you do and to get people involved, right?
Yes, we have 44 members right now. We're always looking for more people to join us. It makes it a lot easier when we do festivals or events to have more people there to cover everything that needs to be done.
And you don't burn anybody out who is really enthusiastic and then realizes that they have a lot to do, so this way more people can spread
the
business.
We try to burn them out, but they're resilient. They keep coming back for more.
Well, you're very active in the community, doing lots of different things. Tell us a little bit about the LaGrange Lions Club and what your mission is.
LaGrange Lions Club was started back in May of 1947, and they used to meet in a little restaurant in the circle. From that, we were given some property, and we built a beautiful 16-acre park over there that we rent out. Also, we use it for our events. Our events include a festival in July. We do the Easter egg hunt in Easter time. We do a Halloween walk at Halloween time. Other events that are held there, for example, B2C2 meets there on the first Tuesday of the month. The Boy Scouts meet there. Troop 118, they also help us with our holiday cheer. We have different organizations that come in and use it. The local library, they use it in the summer for the summer program because we do have areas that are covered that they can be outside and still have a good time. I don't know what else to tell you about that.
Well, I know the Lions nationally or internationally involve in eyeglasses and things like that. That's
eyeglasses
like a big
and hearing aids and to help people in foreign countries. We collect eyeglasses each year, used ones, and we donate them to Vosh. Vosh, in turn, checks them out, cleans them, and we take them to third world countries. We have a doctor in our group that has been to Chile and Costa Rica distributing eyeglasses, and he used to work at the Cleveland Clinic. Anyhow, they come in, they check them all out. People that go on these missions, basically, they work 12 and 14 hours a day for 4 or 5 days. They're in, they serve thousands of people that can't see, and then they leave. And the people are so thrilled to have them there because they can't see. If you can't see your child's face or you can't see what's going on in the world, it makes it very tough. And if a pair of eyeglasses changes it, that's wonderful. Keystone School District is who we serve, and we have been known to go to Grafton or Wellington or Oberlin, and we purchase eyeglasses and eye exams for people that are of low income. We have been doing this since 47. Anyhow, I'm sorry about that. They each year we serve maybe 20, 30 families locally for eyeglasses and eye exams. We do this food pantry also every month. It's the first Saturday of the month for the Keystone School District. And we give food away that we purchase from Second Harvest because we are affiliated with them. And we get grants from different organizations for that. And the local stores and businesses help support our Lions Club in that way. And each year we do the holiday cheer.
Which is obviously going on right now.
It's going on right now. We even have a bucket here if anybody wants to throw their leftover change in it. We take all that change and we go back to Second Harvest and we purchase food through Second Harvest. And we also give it away on the 15th of December. They come up to the club and they get potatoes and ham and onions and see Santa Claus. But if it wasn't through the help of the schools, the local schools and our local businesses, this mission couldn't be done. We couldn't help the people.
Small, close-knit community, a lot of people helping other people.
Yes.
Rich, you've been part of this for how long now?
20 years. I've been a member since 20 years now.
And why did you decide to get involved?
Well, I just like doing things and helping people as much as I can, I guess. You know, it's nothing else.
Was there somebody who was a member and you went to a meeting, or did you just see the involvement of, around the community? Because they're everywhere, it seems. You know, with them. What really drew you to that?
Well, actually, I was invited to be a member in 1980, and I went to a dinner, decided that I was going to join, and I was getting ready to attend my first meeting and be inducted, and the wife was reading the newspaper, and the gentleman that was supposed to sponsor me had passed away the day before. So I never became a member at that time. Because, I don't know, in the paperwork, they just forgot about me, I guess. And 1995, I became a member and very happy to be. We've done a lot of good things.
What are some of the things you mentioned about all the service? What about the fun activities or the things that you do as an organization?
Oh, we do bus trips. We have a bus trip coming up January 12th. And it's for anyone that wants to come in and pay. It's going to the Rivers. And all they have to do is contact Jerry Smith. And he lives in Vermilion, but he's one of our very active members. And I can't find his phone number at the moment.
I think you have it. Yeah, oh, it's 440-967-0820.
Correct. And we're going to be going on this bus trip. It'll leave at 7:30 in the morning from the park. And it's a fun day. Anybody that's been on one of our Lions Club bus trips, they just think it's fabulous because we have such a good time and we eat and drink all the way on the bus. They provide water and pop on the bus. It's a good day for all.
Many times with some service organizations, and maybe just in my mind, sometimes it's sort of a male-dominated organization, but there's men and women involved, Lions
Club. Yes, back, we used to have lions and lionesses, and that was just before I came into the club 18 years ago, and they decided to combine, and a few of the men got very upset about it, but when they found out the women were the worker bees, they turned around and was real happy to have a few women in their organization. And now we're equal. We're pretty equal in male and female. And a lot of us, our club members, are families. My husband and I are involved. My daughter that works for Dr. Hesco, who helps with our hearing aid program, she's involved. She's not a member, but she's a worker bee. She comes up for every event we have and helps out. We have a lot of that through our community and through our members.
If people want to get involved, find out, help out as well, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can attend a meeting on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Come and see if they like it. We have dinners once a month at the club for the members. It's a potluck dinner. Bring your favorite dish, and we enjoy and share with each other. We go to different organizations, different Lions clubs, and visit them and have a dinner with them and see what their clubs are doing. Lorraine area has 8 Lions clubs. We're not a single organization. The Lions Club International takes in 320 countries that we serve. And we're all over the world. They have an international festival each year. And when they do this, people come and they parade for each of their own countries. My husband and I have been to 7 or 8 of them in the United States. But they go to England, they have one there, they do one in Japan was the last one, I think.
Yeah, they do them all over. All the participating countries get a chance, an opportunity to hold one of the international conventions.
So you've met Lions members from around the world, then, I would assume.
Yes, yes. This next year, I believe it's going to be in Toronto, Canada. So I'm kind of looking forward to that to see if we can't go up to
now,
Toronto.
Now, are they all called Lions, or do they have their
They're
own translation
Lions,
in the other countries?
They're called Lions, just like us.
Okay.
They're exactly, they have the same logo and everything. And if you go somewhere and you have a Lions pin on, my husband and I have been to a few foreign countries, and you go in, and if you have a Lions pin or a shirt with the Lions on them, right away people come up and they say, oh, you're a lion, I'm a lion. They may not speak a lot of English, but they know what that symbol means.
Right. Not only just, you know, about the organization, but what the organization stands for and the importance it is internationally.
Yes. My husband and I went to Hawaii a few years ago, and we toured Molokai. Molokai is an island where they used to send the lepers. From all over the world, they were sent to Molokai. Well, the Lions Club International went to our U.S. government. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell this story, but they lobbied. And
maybe it's in sealed documents somewhere, correct?
It probably will be. But they lobbied to get the government to give penicillin, and that's all it took to stop the leprosy. And so they lobbied, and the government stepped in and gave everyone penicillin to stop the leprosy all over the world.
That's great.
Before we wrap up, can we do the Ohio State story? Because Rich has his Ohio State shirt on.
Yes, go ahead. You can.
And Kay was talking about an experience she had about 40 years ago regarding Ohio State.
Yes, 40 years ago, my husband and I got married, and it was an Ohio State game day. Little did I know, being excited about doing the wedding and everything. So I made the date, the time, and everything, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Who would know that Ohio State and Michigan were playing till after 4 o'clock? And I'm in the back of the church, and the wedding party is, the women are all there, but the guys are all gone, including the minister of the church.
This is the best part.
So I said to my father, why don't you go see what's going on? Maybe he's left, you know, blah, blah, blah. And my father didn't come back. And then when he finally came back and the minister and everybody came out as we're walking down the aisle, I said to my dad, what was going on? He said, don't worry. The game's over. It was 10-10.
And so that was the year of the tie.
That was the year of the tie.
Wow, I just saw a documentary recently on that, the whole thing as well. But so I was going to say whether they won or lose, maybe depending on how well the reception went with that. But a tie, I guess, kind of like what they say, kissing your sister.
Well,
but you know, but
they tied the knot.
I guess they did.
And we tied the knot right after that.
On the tie, very good. And happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you.
Rich and Kay Hagedorn joining us this morning from the Lorraine Lions. Thanks for joining us.